Hey everyone, this is Nate here at Election Hawk with the podcast episode, The Night of the Election. Stay tuned. So this final episode, as in final episode before election night, I might continue doing this podcast after the election. But my main thing here is that my goal is to summarize some key swing states, and I am going to also mention how I think the remaining swing states I haven't gone over will go. Stay tuned. So the first swing state that I will be mentioning tonight will be the swing state of Nevada. This was a state that George W. Bush had won, that Barack Obama had taken from him then. So you might ask, okay, what are Trump's chances with this state? Or what are Biden's chances with this state? Well, I want to go over the early voting numbers overall, because you can go on various websites like Targetsmart and other sites that record how many early votes have been cast by registered voters, all right? For instance, if in a certain state, 100,000 registered Democrats vote in the early voting, then it tells you that. If 150,000 Republicans turn out to vote, it'll tell you that. It doesn't tell you who they're voting for, but, you know, in most states, over 90% of Democrats and over 90% of Republicans support their party's nominee. Obviously, that's not true in every state, but it is true in many states. So the main state I want to talk about is the state of Nevada. You might say, okay, well, Trump was polled to win Nevada last time, right? Yes, the Real Clear Politics average had him up 1 or 2 points. So what's different this time? Well, there's a lot different this time, aside from the fact that it's obviously a different nominee and everything. I'm going to go over the raw totals. In 2016, Democrats won the early voting in Nevada by 11.7%. 11.7% early voting. Trump lost the state by 2 points. All right, which is very close, which is within margin of error. So he lost early voting there by 11.7%. You might ask, so how much is he losing early voting now? Right now, when it comes to just party turnout, let alone independent voters who in Nevada Republicans win independents in Nevada by over 10%. Republicans are only outmatched by Democrats by 0.7%. Not 11.7%. 0.7% in early voting in Nevada. And according to TargetSmart, Nevada voters have already cast 101.6% of the total votes counted statewide in the 2016 general election. So turnout in Nevada is already at historic levels. So you might ask, all right, so what was the overall total last time? Well, the overall total last time is that 90,000, there were 90,000 more Democrats that turned out to vote than Republicans that turned out to vote in 2016. What is that number now? That number has now slimmed from 90,000 to 8,000. Trump lost the state by only a little more than 20,000 votes. That is extraordinarily close. So you might ask, okay, are there some counties we can look at when it comes to indicators for the state? Yes, there are. Every single Republican that has ever won the state of Nevada, either in a statewide race or has won it in regards to pretty much anything, all right? They have to win every single county except for Las Vegas County, where Las Vegas County is Clark County, all right? Clark County, where Las Vegas is, all right? So what are these counties that he has to win? The second largest county, or the second most populous county after Clark County, where Las Vegas is where Reno is, which is Washoe County. Last time, Trump lost it by roughly 2,600 votes. He lost it by a little more than 1%. And the second and third most populated are Douglas County, where Trump had that massive rally in Minden, where roughly one third of the county showed up, and then Carson City, where Trump also campaigned. So you might ask, okay, so what are the early voting total numbers from there so far? Well, I would love to tell you. In Washoe County, the second most populated county in the state, last time, Democrats overall won that county, or out or outvoted Republicans in that county by roughly 7,000. There were just over a 100,000. There was 100,600 Democrats that turned out the vote, and there was only 93,600 Republicans that came out to vote. So you might ask, okay, has that changed in 2020? So Democrats may have 46.8%, Republicans may have 43.5%. All right, big deal. In 2020, that has flipped 15,000 votes. Trump only lost the state by a little more than 20,000 votes. That's already 15,000 vote flip in just one county. And that Democratic number has gone down to 94,500, and Republicans have now gone up to over 101,000. So a 15,000 vote flip in just in Washoe County alone is insane, and it's massive. You might ask, okay, what about the place where he had that massive rally in Minden, Nevada, in Douglas County? Well, last time, overall, Democrats had roughly 7,500 votes. 7,500 registered voters come out, and Republicans had roughly 18,500 registered voters come out. In 2020, Democrats have gone down by roughly 700, by 600-700, and Republicans have gone up by over 1,500. So the margins are up in Carson City as well. Republicans are doing 6%. Republicans are getting 700 more votes. Democrats are doing 1,300 less in 2016. So it's happening across all the rural counties. So Trump is in an excellent shape to win the state of Nevada. In fact, I would say that Trump will probably win Nevada by more than he will win, per se. Trump will likely win Nevada by more than he'll win Michigan, percentage-wise. And I think that's saying something. And now we're going to move on to the swing state of Maine. You might ask, Nate, Maine? I didn't know Maine was a toss-up. Well, normally it's not. In fact, Obama had won the state by, I believe, 14 points against Mitt Romney in 2012. But in 2016, Clinton only beat Trump by 2.9%. She was supposed to win it by 5 or 6 points, according to the Real Clear Politics average. That didn't happen. Now, there hasn't been a whole ton of polling in Maine this time around, but what I can tell you is that it definitely is in play for one big reason. There's something in Maine that they recently passed called ranked choice voting. You might ask, okay, so what's ranked choice voting? All right. Over 90% of people are going to vote for either Joe Biden or Donald Trump in Maine. That's pretty much undisputed. So you might ask, all right, so what is ranked choice voting? Ranked choice voting is that imagine you decide to vote third party. Let's just say you decide you want to vote for Joe Jorgensen. If you want to put as your second choice, per se, Donald Trump, what the totals in Maine go up to with the ranked choice system is that a candidate has to win at least 50% of the vote to win the state. You have to win at least 50% of the vote in Maine to win the state in 2020 now. So if a Joe Jorgensen voter decides, you know, as my second choice, I'm going to pick either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. Most likely, if it's a Joe Jorgensen voter, they're going to pick Donald Trump as their second choice. So when it comes to the totals, what's going to keep going is that they're going to have multiple rounds of voting, all right? It doesn't mean that all of Maine's voters are going to show back up to the polls. What it means is that you pick your first choice and then you have a second choice, all right? So there's multiple rounds of voting, all right? Imagine there's five candidates. After the first round, no candidate gets 50%, then they knock off the candidate with the smallest amount of votes and move to the top four. If no candidate still have 50%, if no candidate has reached 50% yet or above half, then they knock off the fourth candidate. Then they knock off the third until of course you have the candidate with the majority. So, what does that mean for Maine? Well, if you have an adjusted average for the state of Maine, when it comes to if you weight the polls in Maine to 2016 turnout by party ID. Because in Maine, independents make up a large percentage of the vote. But what I want to bring up here is the demographics have shifted a little bit in Maine. In 2016, from 2016 to 2020, Democrats have gone down when it comes to their percentage of the early vote by 3.4%. Republicans have gone up by 0.9%, and independents have increased by 2.5%. And yes, before you ask, yes, I am projecting that Susan Collins will probably win. All right, that's my best educated guess. I don't think it'll be hard for her. All right, she's won every single. This will be her fifth term in the Senate, but I'm very confident she will win. And I've been looking at some of these key counties that Trump narrowly lost last time, but I think he'll win this time. So when we take a look at Maine, it's not the same as other states, but, you know, Trump recently had, in the past few days, Trump had an impromptu rally in Bangor, Maine, where he hadn't planned it out, hadn't put it on his website, but a few thousand people still showed up to vote, or a few thousand people still showed up to the rally. He showed up to a city in a county with roughly 75,000 to 80,000 voters. So the next thing here is Maine doesn't have a whole lot of voters. Maine has roughly the same amount of voters as New Hampshire. Of course, it was less close than New Hampshire. I just want to mention, I'm not going to spend a whole lot on New Hampshire, but my current projection is that Joe Biden will win New Hampshire. That's my bet. Because of Joe Biden's gains among college-educated white voters, I think he will win New Hampshire. Trump could still win it. I wouldn't count him out. But I'm going to say there's a two-thirds chance that Joe Biden will win the state of New Hampshire. But Maine, because of ranked choice voting, I think is going to be a very special scenario that a lot of people haven't discussed yet. I only brought it up in a few political circles, and everyone seems to think I'm onto something here. Who knows? I'm good at this stuff. Anyways, because of the ranked choice system, because I believe that a lot of Jorgensen voters and a lot of other third-party voters are going to, such as if you're voting Constitution Party candidate or whatever, I believe that Donald Trump will probably win the state of Maine because of that. In fact, if that system had worked in Maine in 2016, I think this would be very key to look at. All right, because last time, Hillary Clinton might have only won it by 2.9%, but Gary Johnson won over 5% of the vote in Maine. All right, that it was one of his strongest states, which of course, you know, is expected from a northeastern state where he spent a lot of time campaigning. And I just want to mention Joe Jorgensen is also on the ballot here. So keep in mind, this is going to be a key state that we're at to watch on election night, as well as both congressional districts. The second congressional district is probably going to go red. First congressional district is probably, I'm going to guarantee, is going to go blue. So, you know, there's not going to be too much of a shift in the congressional ballot, but, you know, we'll see what happens on election night. Now, I'm going to mention a few things. I believe that Donald Trump will win the states of Georgia and Arizona. Will it be closer than it was last time? Probably. But if you are looking on predicted.org or any of the election prediction market websites, if you want to bet on a toss-up seat where you can maybe make a lot of money, I've been told by a senior staffer for the McSally campaign, because of the recent lead and because of the recent scandal with Mark Kelly apparently dressing up as Hitler during his Naval Academy days, bet on Martha McSally winning in Arizona. That would be the dark horse race of the night. And all I can say to everyone is, vote on election day.